Welcome to the LifePurpose.com podcast.
The number one podcast in the entire cosmos for empowering and inspiring you to live your life's purpose.
My name is Hema Allman.
And I'm Gabriel Serra.
And the time to 10x our life purpose has come. Welcome to the 50th episode of LifePurpose.com podcast.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. It's the 15th episode. I remember when we started last year, our very first episode.
I know, it was really bad.
And how I remember how
much. Yeah.
It's incredible how the time went. Like, wow, it's been a year now. Isn't it?
It's been almost a year. We started, we released the first episode in, I think, August. And you started recording maybe in
June,
July or something like that. And the first episode released, I think, sometime in August. So about a year.
We were really consistent doing this every single week. Congratulations. That deserves recognition.
That's right. We never missed a week except for the break, the 10x break that we had, the 4 weeks off in Christmas time to recover and charge and get some clarity on the next steps. But other than that, we've been really consistent. So, I mean, that deserves absolutely acknowledgement for the both of us, for you, myself. It's pretty good.
It is. And who knew? Who would have thought that there is actually so much to talk about on life purpose?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to talk about purpose. And, you know, as we've been going through each and every week, I've been able to, because I've been writing all the blog posts, been able to find a lot of research that backs up a lot of the things that, you know, you've had ideas to share and stuff that we've been talking about. So it's not that we're just pulling stuff out of our ass. You know, there's other people, psychologists and researchers that talked about this. These same concepts that someone, whether man or woman, will never completely be self-actualized, will never be at the top of human living, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? They'll never get to that top if they don't heal their shadows, if they don't feel like they're an individual, if they don't have their basic needs met, if they don't have financial resources. All of these things help someone to live their purpose to the highest level, absolute highest level. And I got to really dig into the works and the research of some of the most renowned psychologists over the last 100 years to derive at this conclusion, like, yeah, this is pretty legit. And even going back more than 100 years, Eastern philosophy like Taoism and Buddhism, talking about very similar things to you. So much to your credit, you already intuitively knew the things that you needed to talk about. And I was able to find the research, not just from a philosophical standpoint, but also from a empirical standpoint. I was able to find this information to back up these things that you're saying and how all of these things, any traumas, any sexual blocks, shadows, they're all going to prevent you from living your purpose. And I wouldn't have necessarily known that had I not been doing the extended work behind the scenes to make that compelling argument and to make that compelling claim why someone would want to live their purpose and how that actually helps them live a fulfilled life, be happier, and do the thing that God put them here to do and really own that and accept themselves for that. But that wouldn't have never happened had I not gone on this journey with you over these last 50 episodes, over this last year. The consistency part was pretty simple. I know how to be consistent. It's good to see that you, I believe, learned from me how to be a little bit more consistent, and you know now what it takes to make this thing go and to keep growing. And it's up to you now to take over from here and to do your part to ensure that, you know, if you want LifePurpose.com to continue, you have to keep reaching out to people and finding big ones that are already living their purpose, that are ready to come onto the show, talk about themselves, talk about their purpose, and shine that light on them. But otherwise, I mean, really good job. You did such a great job. We did such a great job. Or where we are, the financial resources that we had, the setbacks that we had, especially financially, especially with that fake trading coach and that fake trading service that lost a large part of our financial resources, to be able to still do this, we've accomplished something pretty good, I would say.
One thing that I have observed throughout my entire life, in my own life and in the lives of other people, is that when it is meant to be, it always will be. And if it is meant by God's plan, a higher divine power, a higher divine will, no matter how many times you as a human seem to fail or seem to face an obstacle, magically, it is always going to work out. And it is always, you're always going to get the support that you need to make it happen. But when it's not meant to be, it's like you're just facing resistance after resistance after resistance, and things simply don't work out. So that's how you know, because you were saying we've had so many setbacks and somehow it just worked out, right? It worked out because it is divinely supported, because it's part of the divine will. That's how I see it.
And that's how I know that this next phase of what we have to do for life will be like, how is divinely inspired and supported.
Yeah. And I want to thank you from my heart for having done 50 episodes together with me and for sharing your input, your wisdom, and your energy with the listeners. And I know that you're now making your exit, and this is your last episode on lifepurpose.com, at least for now. Maybe we do hear your voice or we see your face in the future again. But be that as it may, I know that your purpose is calling you into different areas now. And I totally understand that at certain stages in our lives, we have to let go in order to fly and in order to be true to our purpose. And that is the thing for you. I believe these 50 episodes was part of your purpose, but I also know that in order for us to evolve personally and also with lifepurpose.com, it is time now for you to make your exit.
The way that I see it is, I think I showed you the video once where a very popular YouTuber a couple of years ago by the name of Casey Neistat, she made a video, I showed it to you, where he says, I'm leaving YouTube. And this was like at the height, like he was doing videos every single day and he was getting over 1 million views each and every video he was releasing. Like this guy got so popular so quickly by doing this, and his videos were entertaining and engaging. And then one day he said, hey, I'm leaving YouTube. And he explained why. And he said, hey, look, my passion, my thing that I want to do, my purpose in life is to make movies. That's what I want to do in my life. Right now, I'm a YouTuber. YouTube has been interesting for me because it's given me an opportunity to make 10-minute mini movies every single day for the last couple of years. And because of that, it opens so many doors. But now, if I am to live my purpose, I can't do YouTube and make movies at the same time. And this is where Casey Neistat used the analogy. It's like being in the jungle and you're swinging through vines. He mentioned, in order for me to swing to the next vine, I've got to let go of the previous vine that I'm on to get to that next vine, hold on to it, and then swing to that next one, and then swing to that next one. But he would never be able to successfully have done that had he not swung. And ever since he left YouTube, he was making movies with celebrities and directing films and etc. So it's not like, you know, he just had like wishful thinking and just thinking out of his ass. He was saying, hey, look, I've got these things lined up. I've got to do this now, but I can't give that time anymore to making 10-minute YouTube videos. I got to make these movies now. And I think he made one with, there was a singer a couple years ago, a very popular singer, Shawn Mendes or something like this. And he made a documentary film on this person, and then they had a big release. And that's how I see it. That's how I see it. In order for me to make a greater contribution, I've got to swing now from this vine to the next one. And even as I say this too, I can't help but think about Dwayne Johnson and how Dwayne Johnson, at the height of his wrestling career as the character The Rock, this guy was massive. Like, he was the number one guy after Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, he had it, you know? Like, there's that saying, I guess, like, when you have it, that it factor, The Rock had that it factor. When he became himself, when he said that famous promo that disconnected him from being Rocky Maivia to the actual Rock, he became a bad guy, known as a heel. And then he was, like, up there with the whole Attitude Era, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Undertaker, Triple H. The wrestling fans that maybe have been wrestling fans, they probably may know what I'm talking about. Maybe no one does. It doesn't matter. But because of that event, because of that time period, The Rock had a choice. Dwayne Johnson had a choice. Either stay in wrestling and hold on to this good thing that I have, or go for movies. And because he was able to go for the movies and become this huge Hollywood actor, now he's able to come back to the WWE with even more star power. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I'm watching Dwayne Johnson now, and I'm watching this whole story unfold between him, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Cody Rhodes, and it's massive how much. It's absolutely, like, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about this because, like, check this out.
You've been talking about this.
I've been talking about
this for years, and it's just now where I think I finally understand why.
Hopefully you get it. Hopefully you get it now where we're going with this. So Dwayne Johnson, he had to make that move from I'm just a wrestler to no, I'm an actor. And then from the actor to no, I'm a businessman.
Make your move.
He had to make his move. He had to be very aggressive, right? And that took a lot of balls and that took a lot of courage.
Addiction, masculine energy we talked about.
Exactly. It also came down to him not being afraid to take action.
And not being passive.
Not being passive and not being comfortable. Okay. He could have still been, you know, if he would have kept on, he could have been like a multi-time champion, etc. But he would have fucked up his body. But he knew, like, hey, I see this thing here. I'm an entertainer. The crowd loves me. Let me go to the next level. And like I told you, and I mentioned this on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, The Rock had this moment where he appeared on Saturday Night Live. And as a kid, this was my first time watching this, him on SNL. I watched SNLs before. Saturday Night Live is a popular comedy show in the United States. It sucks now, but before in the 90s, it was actually hilarious. That and Mad TV, they were fantastic. No offense to the comedians of today. But at that era, when he was doing the SNL, that was his breakout moment. And he fucking nailed it. Him and Triple H. Like, they were magic on camera. Anyway, because he made that transition, Dwayne Johnson, to actor, megastar, he's able to come back now to wrestling to promote WrestleMania 40, which is going to release today. It's going to happen this weekend. This is WrestleMania weekend. And, oh my God, the buildup to this thing, it feels like a big deal because of the way they advertised it. There's like all these celebrities, there's Lil Wayne, Drew Barrymore, all these like A-lister celebrities that are like going to be at WrestleMania. They're going to be there because Dwayne Johnson is their friend. They're going to support this guy. They want to see this guy wrestle, do his thing. And I'm seeing the interviews with Cody Rhodes, who is the potential next WWE champion for the WWE company, the wrestling company. And it's really amazing to see, like, how many interviews have these guys done, what they've been talking about, all the media coverage that they've been getting. And this is important. This is the important part. So, like, as I told you, Cameron, when we took ayahuasca in 2019 and even before then, you know, even if I do feel fear around this topic, but ayahuasca, she's showing me all this stuff. Like, it was so intense that first time when I was by myself, not with you, and I had, you know, the first night I had to do the healing work with my relatives and give them hugs and put so much love into them and just forgive those shadows. And then the second night, I saw like all these bad things that are happening in the world. And she was telling me, you got to do this. You're my son is a king. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. And then at some point she showed me your face. You're the life partner. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. And then at some point in the second or third one, she said, you're going to be world famous. So you got to be prepared for this. You got to be prepared for this. You have to be prepared for this. And at first I thought this was like all my subconscious, like wanting the best for myself. But then to see how much of it actually came true was very overwhelming. It was very overwhelming. But ever since then, ever since that time period, all the fasting, all the psychedelics, all the everything, like I've been able to see in my third eye, my vision has like expanded massively. And I'm bringing up Casey Neistat, I'm bringing up Dwayne Johnson, I'm bringing up all this stuff because this is that moment. This is that moment for us. And what I mean by that is, we've already gotten to this point where the podcast is now being downloaded in every continent. It's being downloaded all over the world now within less than a year. Okay? So how...
Based on the RSS statistics?
Based on the statistics from what I've seen.
On RSS?
Yeah. But even from YouTube, you go to YouTube and you go to the analytics, you're going to see downloads from where they're coming from. And even Google Analytics for the website, there's people visiting from all over the place, from the United States, from Europe, from Africa, from Australia, China, etc. It doesn't matter. So the point is, within a year, we've been able to do this. How do you go to the next level? Okay, to go to the next level, we've already decided. Okay, we're gonna do the digital magazine. Check. We're gonna do NFTs. Especially because the crypto bull run is about to happen. It's about to pop off. And AI is a lot of money is now being poured into AI, NVIDIA and other tech companies. So this is a prime moment for us to ride this and to be able to forecast and foresee the trends and where they're going and to take action and do something about it, right? Not just be passive. Like you've talked about, and sit on the sidelines and fucking be wishful thinking. We got to take massive action. That takes masculine energy. That takes strength. That takes personal power. And I know that at this time, if I'm to manifest the things that ayahuasca or God or whatever that higher power is that gave me those visions, that made me believe in myself when I was homeless as a kid and you know, through the roughest times of my life, if I am to fulfill whatever I came here to do, I've got to now move on to the next thing. And you know, as I mentioned to you before, just before we started recording, I'm very grateful that we had the experience to do this, that I had the experience to do this. But I have to be very brutally honest with myself, and I've told you about this before, is I'm not a content creator, okay? And if I'm going to make my greatest contribution to lifepurpose.com and really create something big, I can't be in this seat. I have to be in the driver's seat. And I know what that looks like. I know what that looks like. And I need a team of people. And I need really passionate people that are fucking into this thing too. But they're not going to be working for free. There's only with so much passion you can have if you work for free, you know? And we need to make that next transition. We need to make that next transition. And so for the big ones that are listening to today, a couple of months ago, around December, we started talking about 10Xing. The 10X concept was nothing new to me. I heard it from Grant Cardone about 3-4 years ago or something like this, or maybe even longer than that. But there was this other book that came out in the last 2 or 3 years. Also, maybe it was a little bit longer than that I found out about 10X. There is a book that came out in the last 2 or 3 years. I listened to it over Christmas break in 2023, and it was called 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And in that audio book, Dan Sullivan, the entrepreneur, was basically talking about what it takes to 10X and the difference between 10Xing and 2Xing. 2Xing is doing more work. It's working more hours and it's doing it by yourself. 10X is doing much less, hiring competent people in their zone of genius that are living their purpose, that love to do the things that you hate to do, and you outsourcing that work that you hate to do to them because they love it, and you doing the things that you love to do because that's what God put you here on Earth to do.
Yeah, the 10th concept is to have everyone in their zone of genius.
Exactly. And you don't have to work an extra hour. And Dan Sullivan was basically disclosing that he only works half the year. He takes off 150 days a year. That's mind-blowing for me at this stage now. But I can also understand how that is possible. And it's only possible when you have a system, when you own a business system. And we talked about this through the other books with Robert Kiyosaki and Financial Freedom, The Rich Dad Poor Dad, Cash Flow Quadrant stuff. So we talked about all that stuff in the last 50 episodes, okay? And I know that for us, if you really are serious about lifebuilders.com, that digital magazine is a priority. That's a priority.
Yes.
And on top of that, interviewing other people, okay? So we need to connect with an agency now, all right? We need to now pay for a publicist. We need to get to that level where we're paying for publicists. We're doing press releases. We have media coverage. And what was beautiful about this whole WrestleMania, the God voice said, hey, look, I know you got pissed off, because I actually was really pissed off that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, came in out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden he's taking Cody Rhodes' spot in the main event of WrestleMania. And the guy won the fucking Royal Rumble. He worked his ass off, and then this Dwayne Johnson comes out of nowhere and is like, I'm going to go main event WrestleMania. Go fuck yourself. And I was pissed off about that. So I stopped watching wrestling. But then the God voice said, no, you got to go back to watching wrestling. Watch all of this. Well, look at how they build up the whole thing. Look at how they go from the beginning of the story and how they finish the story. And I've been able to see this, and it's fantastic. All the mini vignettes that The Rock has been doing, all the promotion, all the advertising, all the videos that they've been releasing in the last month, especially leading up to this WrestleMania weekend, it is huge how they've been doing it. They've had Lil Wayne coming to WrestleMania, Drew Barrymore, other celebrities coming to WrestleMania. That's what makes it feel like such a huge deal. It feels like it's the Super Bowl, but even bigger now. You know what I'm saying? And I've been here looking at this and analyzing this, and the messages have been coming through, and the visions have been coming through. Okay, if you're ready to do this, Gabriel, if you're ready to 10X, you guys have been doing the shadow work. We've also been doing the shadow work over the last couple of months. We really dove really deep. We talked about some really personal shit. Some shit that I don't like to necessarily talk about, but I knew it was necessary to talk about, just like you knew it was necessary to talk about. Clear all that out and make peace with all that stuff. Make peace with the stuff that we've rejected of the press. Okay, cool, we've done that. But now in this process, we're now in this interesting place for LifeRivers.com. We need the digital magazine to now happen. We need an agent now. If you want to start getting interviews, if you want to start interviewing like Jordan Peterson, if you want to start interviewing Lisa Nichols, if you want to start interviewing Tony Robbins, you got to become a person of value now, okay? We have to have something of value, and it's not just the money. It's not just the money. You need the reputation. You need to know what you stand for. You need to have a body of work now that people can be like, oh, these people are legit. I want to go to Austria. Who the fuck's going to go to Austria? Most people go to the U.S., right? All these internet personalities, they're basically going to the U.S. How do you get them to Austria? The place where World War II happened, and people may even from the United States have still, you know, some negative images or visions or beliefs about going to Austria. I know I did. I know I was pretty, wary of going to Austria before I came over here, and I found out, oh, this is actually a really, really nice place. It's like a very, very lovely place. But you got to have some value here, is what I'm saying. If you want people to come to you, if you want people to come to the Loveland and the podcast studio, you want Alicia Keys to come and feel welcome and feel like she's at home, it's time to set the bar. You know, you got to raise the bar now. And I'm not saying that from an offensive place. I'm saying that from just being brutally honest. Right now, we have very little to no value, and we've got to have value, and we've got to be able to give value for these people to come, okay? But what's the next step? The next step is we need constantly booking guests on the LifeRivers.com podcast. We have to do this. you got to get back to interviewing people. If this is what you want to do, you got to be interviewing people. You may not necessarily be needing to interview people for long, and you can outsource that to someone else, and then they can travel and they can do like documentary things or whatever. But for now, when you're in the seat, if you want to be seen, you got to play this role. And I can't help you. I can't be the big visionary flying above the sky, looking down visionary that I am if I'm here as operator. And I've been having to be visionary and operator many times, and it doesn't work. You've got to be in your zone of genius. Where do we find that out from? EOS, the Entrepreneur Operating System. You have your visionary and you have your operator. Can't have both. It doesn't work. And that's why it's taken so long for us to get to where we need to be, because I am visionary working as operator. And in order for us to 10X now, I need to let go of operator, become visionary. Yeah. You're not a business person, but what you are is you're creative. And I can already see that your greatest thing is going to be speaking and talking and communicating and the questions. You know, you have a knack for asking all these questions. We got to make you stand out in your zone of genius. We have to make me stand out in my zone of genius. To the big ones, they've got to be in their zone of genius. It doesn't matter whatever it is that you're doing now. If it makes you unhappy, if you feel like you have no purpose, you got to align to your purpose. And the only way that you can align to your purpose is by letting go of the vine and swinging and latching on to the next one. And swinging and letting go of that one to hold on to the next one. But you'd be kidding yourself, and you'd be absolutely delusional to be like, oh, I'm going to stay here in the south of Walshire for all my life. We're going to do these podcast things. And then God, miracle, behold, we're going to have Dwayne Johnson show up in this apartment, sitting on the floor with us, talking about his purpose in life. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And you know, you had mentioned this. I don't know if you mentioned this on the podcast, but you mentioned this and you said something about Dwayne Johnson coming to speak on the podcast. And I couldn't help, but I wanted to tell you that like a day or two before, I had that same idea. Like, what if one day we get Dwayne Johnson, Hollywood megastar, to do an exclusive documentary interview on the LifeRivers.com podcast? You know, Alicia Keys, or Tony Robbins, T. Harv Eker, Eric Thomas, whoever else you're inspired by, speaking on this thing and sharing, and you're doing documentaries on them. But that's never going to happen if I stay here, you know. And I understand this now, and I see this now, and I understand now the importance of knowing yourself, being your truth, speaking your truth, and not being afraid to make these decisions, you know? And if you think about it, in these last 50 episodes, if we did this by ourselves, I had to redo the whole website over the summer because it was looking very funky. It went from being very funky to being all right now. Imagine getting an app, having an actual app in the App Store, Google and Apple, right? Imagine having the NFTs, the press releases, the magazine, the advertising. We can take it to as high of a level as we want to, but we have to, as The Rock would say, know our role. And there's no other way. And I'm very, very grateful that coming to the end of it, I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity to do this over the last 50 episodes, because I really did get to know more of myself. I did get to know that, oh shit, being nice and being like, I'm going to support you by doing this thing with you, this podcast, and talking with you, was doing the disservice ultimately. And if I continue to do that, it's going to be destructive. It's going to be harmful to the podcast, to the listeners, to myself. So I got to go. And I'm very grateful that, we went on this ride and I learned so much about purpose, what it means to have purpose, and also feeling a sense of purpose in myself, what gives me a sense of purpose, what doesn't give me a sense of purpose, what makes me happy, what makes me angry.
You learned a lot about yourself.
Whole bunch. And my truth is, I'm not a content creator. I don't know if I have a voice for radio. I don't know that, but I can say that it's not my passion. It was never something where I said when I was like 5 years old, Lenny, I want to be a podcast speaker. Never. Not at one point. So I got to be honest with myself. I got to be true to who I am and own that and become that. And that's why, for me at least now, it just makes sense. We got to really transform now. The time to 10x ourselves is here now. And I can say that because also with the shadow work, it feels like it's coming to a close, you know? And as spring is now here, and I'm going to make this big move, I'm doing this trading course over the next 3 months to really fine tune to trade, to start trading $1 million account with the trading commission, we can do a lot of things very fast. We can do a lot of things very fast. But I cannot focus on trading full time and then focus on this. It's impossible.
Thank you for listening to the lifepurpose.com podcast. If you enjoy our content, I invite you to also join our free newsletter where we share exclusive content. Click the link in the description below or go directly to lifepurpose.com and sign up to our newsletter. And now back to the episode.
And I think this is the best way to wrap up season 2. We're now at episode 50 for the podcast. We're already in season 2. I think that this is the best way to end it. Before we make that big transition and that big leap, you know, we need to get a podcast studio now. I know that you're serious about this. And so, you know, if you're serious, if, you know, you're not pretending, I'm not pretending. And I definitely want to see this work as a business. This, and as of right now, this is a hobby at best. And we can't continue to keep doing it this way and expect it to ever become a business. It needs to now become that, okay? It needs to become bigger than just you and I. And I really hope that you continue on and you take initiative and find some things to talk about or some things to do, some people to interview in the meantime while we get the next thing set up, because we really have built a lot of momentum now at this stage. So hopefully you continue on and you don't feel like you need me to guide you. You know, when I was doing the YouTube, my own YouTube thing a couple of years ago, I was able to apply what I learned from there here. But now hopefully that you see how everything looks like, hopefully now you can say, okay, this is what I have to do. I know how I need to create content and distribute that content and where to distribute that content to. And now it involves in your court, Emma.
So now it's a value for the listeners on this podcast today. This was a lot of personal talk, which is fine.
Well, hopefully the listener was able to listen between the words with what I was saying. But if not, then I'm going to break it down. If you, big one, listener, are listening to this podcast episode right now and you're wondering, what the fuck did this guy just say? Why did I just listen to all these stuff that he just said? What the hell is the point of this? I'm going to break it down for you. If you ever are going to be self-actualized, live your purpose, live your fullest potential, you're not going to do it being average. Let's be honest. Let's be for real with ourselves. Let's cut the shit and be brutally honest. If you, big one, have these visions that come into your head and doing something larger than life, over the top, or something that scares the shit out of you, you've got to do that. You've got to let go of your current idea, identity, and belief about yourself. And you've got to go after the shit that scares you. What do I mean? For me, look, I'll be honest. I hurt my back while exercising the other day. So I have some cannabis oil here. I took the cannabis oil and I started, when I got high, I started to get all these visions of what lifepurpose.com could be and what I have to do. This shit scared me. I'll be really honest. It put me out of my comfort zone to see all the things that I have to do this, to accomplish this vision.
Do you believe that in your purpose, these visions that you saw
100%.
That make you uncomfortable?
100%. 100%.
How do you know? This is important. How do you know that these visions that you saw that scare you, that make you feel really uncomfortable as of now, how do you know that they are reflecting your true purpose?
Because it's been repeating over and over and over again throughout years, for the last so many years.
So you would you say you just feel it to be true?
Yes, absolutely.
You internally know it that it's true?
Yeah, like I was living in that reality. I was living in that. And there's a timeline that's absolutely possible where, you know, you do have Dwayne Johnson coming onto the show, where you have a movie production center where I can be investing in all kinds of companies. These are all realities that are absolutely possible. And I feel the truth of it. From the time when I was homeless as a teenager, living on that rollaway, sleeping on that rollaway bed, going to sleep at night with crazy schizophrenic uncles and fucking all this wild shit growing up in Brooklyn. I'd have these dreams about being massively rich. I'd have these dreams about flying in private jets. That scared the fuck out of me sometimes. It makes me uncomfortable. But in order for me to do that, in order for me to get there, I'm sure there's a whole other part of that now. That version of myself, that reality of who I am and who I know I can be. In order for me to get there, though, I have to let go. And that's the message that I am sharing. The reason why I'm talking about this. Casey Neistat. I mentioned the guy earlier. Casey Neistat. Imagine having Casey Neistat on the show. That would be amazing. Gary Vaynerchuk. Oh my God. I would love to have Gary Vaynerchuk, especially on the show, and just talk to him about business and learn and just hear him speak about his purpose and all the stuff that he's doing with VeeFriends and VaynerMedia, all the stuff, because he's got it. But as I was mentioning with Casey Neistat, the guy had to leave YouTube when he was at the height, when he was at the pinnacle. Yeah, someone can be like, oh, but you're not even a known podcast right now. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. No shit. But in order for me to make this a relevant podcast, in order for me to make this a relevant website, when you got fucking WrestleMania, you got Dwayne Johnson, one of the best entertainers of this generation, promoting WrestleMania, fake violence and fake storylines and all this shit, how are we going to compete with that? We gotta go to the next level. You've got to go to the next level. And this is what I'm saying for you, big ones. It doesn't matter if you're working a job that you feel content with. If you are not feeling absolutely 100% fulfilled, if you can say that there's 60% of the shit that you hate doing for your job or your business or whatever it is, and you're bored, guess what? That's more than 50%, isn't it? So you're living your life more than 50% of the time unfulfilled, unhappy, without purpose. We are fortunate at a stage right now, Hummel, where we have passive income. And the passive income that we have is able to pay our bills. So technically, we never have to work a job ever again in our life. And we can keep it this way. But if we keep it this way, we're not going to make much progress. And you already don't feel so happy. And you have all the time in the world now. You don't work a job that you hate. I don't work a job that I hate, thank God. But we have a job. And that job is LifePurpose.com. That job is serving God and serving God's vision, God's plan, right? And being willing co-creators of that plan. That's our job. But we're never going to be able to get to the actual fun stuff if we are unhappy, if we are in the wrong position. And to compare this to sports for a moment, if you were an athlete, and let's say you were playing American football or whatever the sport is, fill in, just use your imagination here because I don't watch sport, but fill in your imagination. The only sport that I ever played was baseball and football in school. So imagine for American football, you have your quarterback, right? The guy that throws the ball, and then you have your receiver, the guy that catches the ball. And then you have your lineman and your defensive line and your free safety and all that stuff. Okay, imagine you are this very thin, under-muscled player on the football team trying to go for quarterback, but then the coach puts you as a lineman. Now, for those of you that don't know American football, for the lineman, you got to be strong, you got to be big, you got to take up space, you got to be able to block. You can't be a tall, lanky, thin quarterback, right? That should be your position, and you're going for the lineman. So what am I saying with this? Eli Manning, Hall of Fame football player, okay? He's a quarterback. He is a quarterback. He was a quarterback. He played professional football as a quarterback. That was his thing. Marshawn Lynch is a running back, all right? That was his thing. Had the coach put Eli Manning as a lineman or a free safety or whatever, I don't think he would have had the same success. I think he would have gotten cut from professional football and he would have never amassed the success that he had. Same thing with Marshawn Lynch. I don't think Marshawn Lynch would have been able to be a quarterback. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's a certain body type, there's a certain skill set, there's a certain mindset for each position that each person plays in a professional sports team. Apply that now to your purpose in life. God already knew to put you in the position you need to be in. He already put you in the perfect position, but it's up to you to own it. It's up to you to know yourself, be honest with yourself, and be honest with who you are, what your gifts are, what your skills are, what your talents are, and who you give that to. Dwayne Johnson wanted to be a professional football player. He was playing for the University of Miami. He was playing NCAA football in college. But he wasn't good enough to be an NFL player. And let's just call it what it is. Thank God that didn't work out that way for him, didn't it? Because now, look at him. But if you think about the higher perspective, God already knew what he had to do. God already knew Dwayne Johnson's story before Dwayne Johnson knew his story. God already knew Gabriel Serra's story before Gabriel Serra knew his story. That's why God made Gabriel Serra homeless, made Gabriel Serra grow hungry, made Gabriel Serra poor, made Gabriel Serra all these things so that Gabriel Serra can transcend all that to fulfill his purpose, to share his thing with FlyPurpose.com. And it's the same thing with the big ones. God put the big one, whoever is listening, in the position that they are in today. Why? To serve a bigger picture. As I say this now, the God voice is telling me to bring up your mom and her story, a little bit of that. Your mom had cancer. She was about to die. She almost basically died, right? And then the next thing is that she was visited by her spirit team on the other side. And they said, hey, we're going to give you a choice here. You can either come with us and your physical time on earth is done. You are physically dead. Or you go back, you recover, you heal, and you live your purpose. Right or wrong? That was the choice that her spirit team gave her. And what did she do after that, after she recovered from cancer? She couldn't even get out of bed. She had no muscle. She had to start all over from scratch. How did she go from being on her deathbed in the hospital to now where she is now? She had to embrace her purpose. And even still, as I say this, she's not embracing 100% of that purpose. There's so much more in your mom. There's so much more potential. But in order for her to get to that next level, what does she have to do? She has to clear the shadows. She has to get rid of all these things that prevent her from being the truth of who she could be. And she wrote a book on her experiences with the cancer and the messages that God and the spirit team had given her from her time in having the cancer, and how she even forgot her identity. She forgot who she was. And when someone asked her, hey, what's your name? She said, I am. I am that I am. That's where I'm going with this. So we have only but so much time. We only have so much time here on this planet. And it's up to us to express the richness and the truth of who we are. Just like Les Brown was saying, he was saying something about like how the graveyard is the richest place on earth, because that's the place where a lot of people die having not expressed their purpose, having not lived their truth, having hidden themselves from the world, played small, done all of this stuff. And I'm saying what I'm saying today because the year is 2024. Let's just be really honest with this. We've talked about this before, about artificial intelligence, about the direction that the world is going, about the cabal, about all of these things. And I know that we are messengers to deliver part of that message. David Icke is doing his part, or Alex Jones and other people, Stephen Greer, they're doing their part to disclose what they know to be true. But we also have to do our part too. And our part is to disclose and to acknowledge like, hey, look, even though these things are happening in the world, what are we going to do about it? What's the solution? Are we going to continue to focus on the problems, or are we going to actually get up off our ass and do something about this? If you see something in the world that you don't like, are you going to stay quiet? Are you going to stay shut and be a little bitch about it?
and complain behind closed doors? Or are you going to step up? Are you going to become the big one and do what God put you here to do? Yes or no? In order for you to do that, you have to let go of who you think you are, of who you believe yourself to be. Last week and a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the nice guy syndrome. I talked about how being this fake nice guy was fucking me up. It was killing me. It was absolutely killing me because I was going out of my way to please. And for me to do that, that puts me out of alignment with my truth. I've got to be myself. You've got to be yourself. We've all got to be ourselves, okay? The next generation after Gen Z, right now, Dolores Cannon, as she mentioned it in her books, we should now be seeing the next era of volunteers that are coming to transition humanity into the new earth. This is where we're going. This is why LifePurpose.com is here right now. We cannot lose sight of that. And I talked about this before, about that airplane analogy. Right now, we're up in the air. We're traveling. We're already flying. But if we continue on this path over the next 10 years, we're never going to get to where we originally wanted to go. We're already going 2 or 3 degrees off course. And by the time we get to our destination and we run out of fuel, we're going to be somewhere completely different. And we're not going to be happy about that. So we have to now say, okay, we got to correct course here. Okay. If I'm going to continue to do this podcast with you, guess what's going to happen? In 10 years, it's going to be Gabriel and Hema, LifePurpose.com. It's not going to be the big ones, LifePurpose.com. We got to really understand that. And that's why I'm bringing this up. That's the nugget. That's the gold. Like Casey Neistat, he had to let go of one thing to go on to the other. Gary Vaynerchuk, he had Wine Library TV and YouTube. He had to leave that, went on Twitter, came back, started focusing on his personal brand. His personal brand helped him explode and become Gary Vaynerchuk today. Dwayne Johnson had to leave wrestling. He had to make that transition. He had to swing from one vine, let go of that bitch, go on to the next one. That's how this works. In the job world, I remember reading a couple years ago statistics that men are more likely to leave jobs and to go on to the next thing and to move to higher positions of authority than women are. Women tend to, if they're satisfied, if it meets enough of their needs, they tend to stay because they're more passive. And what I'm going to tell you, women or men, is that if you take that mentality of, oh, I'm just going to be here and just play it safe or whatever, that's going to fuck you up long term. Because you're never going to realize the strength of who you are. You're never going to realize all that's inside of you. You're never going to realize the gold that's inside of you. If you think about the concept of even ascension, you know, you could easily just be like, hey, I'm not going to do anything for the rest of my life. I'm just going to sit here in this room and I'm just going to meditate and breathe. And then I'm going to die and then hopefully I make my ascension. But what the hell good is that if you are here to make a contribution? And that's why we're doing it. Osho had amassed lots and lots of money at one point. He didn't have to continue going with the Kanon thing, but he did it. Whether or not it was the best thing or the worst thing, I don't know. Maybe it was a grand master plan for Osho and the whole evolution of the Wild Wild Country documentary on Netflix about him. I don't know. But he made his contribution. For better or for worse, he made his contribution. Eckhart Tolle, from what I understand about the creation of the Power of Now, when he had his breakout moment, that dude was homeless. And he was on a park bench.
Really?
Yeah, if I remember this correctly, the dude was homeless. He was on a park bench. That also reminds me of who? Yeah, that reminds me of who? Neil Donald Walsh. Right? So Eckhart Tolle, homeless dude, sitting on a bench. And one day he gets into a state of like nowness. And then Power of Now comes in. And then he fucking talks on Oprah. And Oprah promotes the shit out of his book. And then now he's Eckhart Tolle. Neil Donald Walsh, homeless, gets this idea. Oh, let me write this stuff about God. He starts having conversations with God. He goes to publisher after publisher after publisher. Then the next thing you know, boom, what is it today? It's a spiritual classic. We've all got something in us, a treasure in us. We all have it. But in order for us to realize it, we have to have faith and trust in the path that God has set out for us. For the last year, we've been reading the Bible. I've been reading the Bible in German, every single page. I haven't learned a fucking thing about faith from that book. All I've learned was that at that time, they were talking about how they accepted slaves, you house slaves and all this stuff. And I don't know what the hell is up with that. And so I don't rely on that. But what I rely on is what I've experienced in my own journey and how somehow, some way, there has to be something we call God, we call the universe, we call spirit, that has us here for a reason. And I believe that reason is to express our love, express our greatness, express all that we are. But we're never going to do that if we're playing in a little box, hoping to not get seen, wanting to play it safe, wanting to say the right things, to not offend people, wanting to not curse because someone is sensitive and they can't handle when someone says the word fuck or shit. Gotta get out of that. Gotta get out of that. You gotta be yourself. That's what I'm saying. That's the point. That's the nugget. That's the wisdom. Lisa Nichols, when she was with her baby Jelani, and she was talking about that time when she was on the Steve Harvey show, and she said, I looked at my ATM and I had less than $20 in my ATM. And in order for me to take out money from the ATM, I needed to have $20. And she was saying that. How did she go from that, not being able to feed her baby boy, Jelani, to now where is she? Motivating the masses. That's correct. How? She had to swing. She had to swing. And that's what we need to do. And that's what we have to do today. That's why this, for me, is the last episode. And I'll be honest, this episode, it's not for other people so much. This episode is for us. This is a milestone episode for us to remember this conversation, to remember this date. I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck right now about inspiring a big one. I'm saying my truth and I'm dropping some wisdom. If they want to take it, let them take it. If not, leave it alone. I don't give a shit. But this is the truth. If we want to do anything really significant in this world, we've got to take it. It's never going to come if we're just passive. We got to be in our power. We have to go out there. We have to do the big, bold, scary things that most people are too pussy to do. That's the truth. And most people are too pussy to do it because they allow themselves to continue to get triggered and influenced by the outer world. They allow themselves to pretend to be nice and to like people that those people probably don't even give a shit about them. And that's why I always keep mentioning and referencing that quote in the Bible. Being a friend to the world puts you in enmity against God. And we read it the other day too in German. It's there. So it's not like it was fabricated. I finally found it there. I can't find a lot of quotes that are in the American Bible, but I found this one. And it says the same thing. Being a friend to the world puts you in enmity against God. For to be a friend to everyone makes you an enemy against God. And my purpose, as I told you, I'm not a humanitarian. I'm here to live my purpose. I'm here to do whatever God put me here to do. There should have been times where I should have been dead. There should have been times where I could have been murdered. I could have been dead. Why am I still here? There's a reason for this. We got to play full out. We have to play full out. The year is 2024. It won't be much longer before artificial intelligence is huge. And at the rate this is going, I would not be surprised if by 2030, 2035, the latest, you're going to see fucking RoboCop. I would not be surprised at all if we start seeing RoboCops walking down the street and all this sci-fi stuff that happened and that was being referenced in the 80s that has now come true in the 2030s. I'd not be surprised. And knowing who would be the controllers of artificial intelligence, the Googles, the Apples of the world, fuck that. Fuck that. Knowing that Apple had disclosed data illegally to the FBI, fuck that. Fuck that. And I know that whoever is listening and that does agree with what I'm saying and knows what I'm talking about, with the cabal, with the New World Order, with Operation Rockefeller Lockstep, I know. You know that time is of the essence, and that's the truth. We are on that timeline. Do all roads lead to the great timeline? Maybe. I don't know. But what I do know is that if I do my part, if you do your part, if the other big ones do their part, maybe we'll see a new Earth. Maybe. Because even still, with Bitcoin, and that's a lot of shit that they don't talk about with Bitcoin, who the fuck is buying Bitcoin at over $60,000 a coin. Tell me who? Banks. Big players. Big players that do what? They own the banking system. And during this trading course, I've been finding out a lot more really dark stuff about monetary and fiscal policy and how inflation is artificially created on purpose, how recessions are artificially created on purpose. It's all created on purpose. This idea, this illusion of, we're going to cut interest rates. And because we cut interest rates, traders or investors, they're going to be like, oh, we're going to move our money now to this other asset. That's how that works. And when money goes down in one place, it's going to somewhere else. And then what do they do? What would the United States government do? What would the Federal Reserve do? And what would any central banking system do in any country? They raise the interest rates. They make it harder for people to buy the things that were once cheap because they artificially, on purpose, inflate the price of things, making the dollar or their currency, their native currency, seem weaker. People get unemployed. People get into fucking fights and violence and lose their job, lose their homes, become homeless. And they all do this on purpose. They do all of this on purpose. And with Bitcoin, if all these banks are now buying up Bitcoin and these governments are buying up Bitcoin, and that's going to be the next currency of the world, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to try to dominate everything. We can't let that happen. Can't. Mass control. And if you think COVID was extreme, wait until you see what's going to happen. I'm saying this right now, so listen up. If you think COVID was extreme, you better wait. You better fucking wait then. Because I tell you, when artificial intelligence is on the scene in its fullness, and you've got the central banking system now owning a majority of Bitcoin, humanity will be fucked. Absolutely fucked. Absolutely fucked. Absolutely. Because the same things are going to happen over and over and over again. The monetary policy in each country is going to artificially inflate prices, weakening their reserve or their native currency to do what? To install universal basic income. These are all things that are going to happen if the big ones do not step into their purpose. Remember, I showed you the video of those two girls, how they threw a can of spaghetti on a super expensive painting. And what was their message? You value this piece of art more than you value the ecosphere. You value this piece of fucking art that you have in this museum more than you do about what's happening on the planet. How dare you? How dare you? If those teenage girls can do that, what can the next generation do? How can we support the next generation? Because I guarantee you the older generation, they're pussies. They're fucking pussies. And I'm not going to waste my time on anyone that's a pussy. I'm not speaking my words of truth for anyone that's a coward. We got a lot to do. The year is 2024. We have a lot to do. And if we're going to 10x ourselves, we got to 10x ourselves. If we're going to 10x humanity, we got to 10x ourselves. There's no other way around this. You got to swing. You got to go from one vine to the other. You got to let go of that 2x mindset and 10x. You want to become self-actualized? You want to see a better world? You want to leave the world a better place for your loved ones and the rest of the world? You got to 10x.
Thank you for this last episode and for sharing your truth. And I'm sure that we will see and hear from you again.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the LifePurpose.com podcast. If you found this episode valuable, share it with someone that you know needs to hear this. And until next time on the LifePurpose.com podcast.